Zombie, here for another hour, Zombo, right here in your delicious brain. And I have to tell you, you know, brain food stamp program can help you get the brains you need. Many folks are eligible and don't even know it. You don't even need to be on welfare. You don't even need to be alive. You can be working part-time or full-time, and there's a lot of those part-time and full-time working zombies. You guys need your brains. That's right, and the amount of money you make can go up, but still you can qualify, you know. There you go. So apply for your brain food stamps. See if you qualify. Call Just Harvest the Mandula Oblongatas at 412-431-863. So there you go. Call those numbers. Get your free delicious brains. I always like how they kind of marketed brains growing up. There was a thing called sweet bread. You think, oh, sweet bread. That sounds good. I'll have some sweet bread. Sweet bread is actually like cow brain. Cow brain is like sweet bread. You want some sweet bread? Wow, sweet bread. There, that was genius marketing. Genius marketing to get people to eat cow brains. Who wants sweet bread? Oh, I like sweets. I like bread. How could I not like? Wait, this is a cow brain. This is the thing that gets me too. They're wasting so many of these good animals on other animals. For example, what do cats like to eat? Cats, really, they like mice. They like birds. They like bugs. I know they eat bugs. Why are we giving, I love cats dearly, but give them what they want. You know, they don't want chicken in a Florentine puree. You would like chicken Florentine in a puree. We're wasting all these really good animals on animals that really would eat, you know, a pigeon, a rat, a mouse, cockroach. Grind them all. There's actually a secret calf. They won't tell you about this. If your cat is like kind of like in kidney hospice and won't eat, it's like $35 a can. There is a cat food you can get. They won't tell you what's in it. But they say if your cat would not eat this cat food, it's time to put the cat to beddy by. And that is, I bet it is just chopped up mice. Cats love mice. You know, dogs, you could put anything in dog food. Why, your gravy train is 100% meat. Yeah, that's fine. We have people starving around the world, and a dog will eat poop, cat poop. That's what you do. So you get the cat poop, and you make that dog food. It's probably just as nutritious and probably doesn't look much different than gravy train or Old Roy, especially Old Roy. Who in their right mind gives their pet Old Roy? Who knows what's in Old Roy? It's like soy and green. So that's one thing I can't understand. I love pets dearly, but give them what they want. The cats want mice, and they want birds, and they want bugs, and the doggies will eat anything. You can put sticks in there. You can put a deer. They like deer. You put a moose in there. You can put all the stuff that roadkill. You get roadkill. You give a doggie roadkill, and so the nice thing is too, you can have them roll in it too. So that's the thing. It could be like, you could actually give them roadkill, like, and kind of make it like a like jerky, like dog jerky. Call it dog jerky. Have freeze-dried roadkill, and you kind of make it look nice. You cut it up into little bits, you know, so it doesn't look all gross like a flattened possum. So and you get the dog can roll in it before he or she eats it. I mean, you want to make your pet happy. You want to give them a natural diet. You want to take them away from like, oh, this is goose. How often is a dog going to eat a goose in the wild? Not often at all. You're doing a lot of and why are you feeding bread to the birds? It's not really too great for birds, but you think of birds, and actually it's, I find it weird that birds are the remnants of dinosaurs. So I think that's kind of fascinating. Dinosaurs looking around like, hey, you guys got any bread? Nah, wait a couple billion years when we turn into birds. They're going to give us more bread than what we're going to know what to do with. And I got the bread in the wild. We're feeding animals the wrong stuff. We're feeding them like we'd feed ourselves. What would you like? I'd like a nice slice of bread. You know who else would like a nice slice of bread? That sparrow over there would like a nice slice of bread. No, that sparrow over there would like some suet, or he would like some seeds, or he'd like a worm. Those things. You know, so we feed like the dog, we feed him like ourselves. Oh, you want some chicken? No, I'd really rather, a dog licks his butthole without even blinking an eye. You think a dog's going to really even care Like, hey, this dog food tastes funny. Cats can get finicky. I know, because there's not enough mice in their food. Yeah, that's why. That's why you should. That's why. And it would solve so many problems. You know, New York. The rats in New York City alone could feed pussy cats for quite a while. We're doing it all wrong, friends. We need to give our pets what they want. A nutritious, natural diet, not what we think we want. They don't need their omega-3s. They need like mice tail. They need stuff like that, you know. They need mouse brain. Mouse brain is probably really good for a kitty, to give them mouse brains. I'm just saying, you put them in a machine, you chop them up after they're dead, you humanely euthanize them. Because what you do is, if you poison these damn things, then you feed them to your cat, then they're eating a poisoned animal. You kind of lull them to sleep like in Soylent Green. Like when they put Edgar G. Robinson in that room, they're showing him pictures of a field and a slide, and then they sneak up behind him and they hit him over top of the head with a pipe. The end. There's their spoiler for Soylent Green, my friends. Hey, oh man, this goes out to my late great bandmate, Sean Carlin, from Ohio. We were in a band together called Drifter. We were the loudest surf band ever. And he passed away about a year ago. And he was in a band called Dink, who I played on the show a couple times too. So he was one of the finest fellows ever to come out of Northeastern Ohio musically, and also a rather fine gentleman as well. We were in a band together called Drifter, and this is a tune he wrote some great, great, great music too. He wrote this one. It's called I, Zombie. Drifter, Zombo in Your Brain, RCT, Pittsburgh.
God looked upon his world and called it good, but man was not content. He looked for ways to make it better and built machines to do the work. We'll be right back.
1968, George Romero brought us Night of the Living Dead. It became the classic horror film of its time.
Not that room! Not that room!
Now, George Romero brings us the most intensely shocking motion picture experience for all times.
It gets up and kills. The people it kills get up and kill. This situation must be controlled before it's too late. They are multiplying too rapidly.
Dawn of the Dead.
Clark, get out.
I don't believe
it.
What?
Get out in the chopper.
Night of the Living Dead has ended. Dawn of the Dead is here.
Ooh, zombie, pop-a-doody-wop, I got a way out here. Pop-a-doody-wop, she stands 6 feet. Pop-a-doody-wop, she always clicks her phone. Pop-a-doody-wop, whenever we're alone. Pop-a-doody-wop, let me tell you. Zombie Lou, pop-a-doody-wop. She looks me in my eyes, pop-a-doody-wop, and I get hypnotized. Pop-a-doody-wop, but when her lips meet mine, pop-a-doody-wop, I start to feel inspired. Let me tell you, ooh,
don't believe. Bop-ba-doody-wop when we go out at night. Bop-ba-doody-wop, she looks an awful sight. Bop-ba-doody-wop, she wears a size wear shoe. Bop-ba-doody-wop, a dress that just won't do. Bop-ba-doody-wop, let me tell you. Zombie, bop-ba-doody-wop. Lips meet mine, bop-ba-doody-wop, I start to feel inside. Bop-ba-doody-wop, let me tell you, ooh, zombie. Bop-ba-doody-wop, let me tell you, ooh, zombie. Bop-ba-doody-wop, let me tell you, ooh, zombie. Bop-ba-doody-wop.
So I think that might be the film, Corpse Grinders, where they put these humans into these corpse grinding machines and then they put them in the cat food and dog food. And then the dogs and cats start getting a taste for human flesh and they start going after human beings. So there. So you can put all kinds of stuff in dog and cat food. But this is that Corpse Grinder. That was I think there was a warning not to put human remains in dog or cat food. Mm-hmm. And if you actually, you think, oh, wow, man, giving a cat like chopped up mice or chopped up birds, that's gross. It's not any different than anything else when you actually think. You're going to might as well face the facts, okay? There's going to be in your lifetime, most likely, there's going to be a huge food shortage, okay? And you're going to be eating crickets. You're going to be, crickets are supposed to be really good for you. Crickets and insects. They say crickets are a superfood. They say crickets are a superfood. So, you know, it's survival. When Rome was starved out way back when, they ate all their dogs. They ate all their doggies. Sad. Very sad. You know, because number one, it's like, wow, it's your buddy, you know. I don't know. I don't know if I could go down that road. I'd rather starve. I'd rather starve than eat the doggies, you know. Crickets? I think you could get used to crickets. Just smash them up. Make a cricket burger, and then yeah, that's what you do. You know, you make them like a trick for your brain. You can smash anything up in a nice little patty, and say, "Ooh, look at that! It's an impossible burger." Yeah, what's impossible about it? It's impossible that I'm gonna tell you what's in it. It could be a cricket burger. It could be delicious, you know, with the right spices and the right thing. You know, insects could be delicious if prepared properly. But as long as you don't know about it, like soy and green, people were eating other people because they ran out of food. Oh, that was a great movie. What a great movie. What a fantastic movie that was. And yeah, people were eating people there. And there you go with that because of the food supply. And then they found out about it. And then I don't know what happened. But anyhow, so it's food's food. Okay, it's a sickening thing to think about, right? Now, one day, well, there's people that eat squirrels. My dad used to hunt squirrels, and we eat squirrels. I never liked squirrel meat. Rabbit meat, man, it's so sad having to eat these things. You know, it is something to be a vegetarian. You really should seriously think about it. I should seriously think about it. If meat wasn't so damn delicious, if it wasn't so damn delicious, I'd be a vegetarian in a heartbeat. I eat a lot of impossible burgers. you know, just because I like the taste. I don't like eating red meat, but I do like the taste of a hamburger. So these Impossible Burgers, and I would probably feel better if there was a cricket, if there are crickets in these things, rather than just kind of like some weird. But I think it's a plant thing. So might want to think about being a vegetarian for future reference. For future reference, that's all we might be getting. All right? Okay? Just telling you. Hey, you know what? Oh, I got to tell you what else we played. We played Zombie Lou by the Johnson Brothers. We played Imelda May, Zombie Girl. And Zombie Lou, that's right. And then we had Beat Happening with Zombie Limbo Time. You listen to Zombo right here. Got another half hour till noon o'clock. Then I'm off to the Monrovia Mall. It's so weird, man. I've been hosting Comic Cons and horror things for like 30 years, man. How did I get into that? And it wasn't anything I purposely went into. I didn't purposely, hey, listen, you guys like these monster movies? I can interview these guys. It's weird. I had some neat folks on the radio. Doug Bradley, Pinhead, was on here a couple times. Really nice. I had Casey from Basket Case. She was so sweet. I had Casey on here. And my buddy Radu got me a sound check from Zachary. Never got Zachary on the radio. Zachary was awesome. Who else did I have on? Over the years, I've had some horror guests. And it's kind of nice. It's okay. I have to try and be nice. It's hard to be nice to folks. Except for Doug Bradley. I can be nice to Doug Bradley. That's pretty easy. he's got that subtle menacing kind of thing. And Tom Savini, he's been on my show for 15 years and doesn't even know it. That is correct. I'll be interviewing you for about the 48th time today, Tom. All right, let me tell you something. I will not be on next Friday. Okay, comprende? The Polkamaniacs will be playing Kennywood. Man, what a life. Interviewing zombies and playing polka music. You just can't dream this kind of stuff up. When I was a little kid, I was sitting around thinking, what do I want to be when I grow up? Well, I like to play polka music and interview monsters. Really? Really? Kid, you need to be on Ritalin or something. You need to be on some kind of drugs. Because that's just crazy talk. That's crazy talk. I think I started out doing Fright Visions in Cleveland in the 90s. That was I think, one of the first horror conventions. And yeah, that was one of the first ones. All right, let me tell you here. Just because that zombie looks like he's dead doesn't mean he's dead. Before leaving him, follow these 5 simple steps. Drown him in water or dirt. Stir him. Drown him again. Check back with him in a little bit. Put your hand on him if he's feeling warm. Just forget it. Shoot him in the brain. Those things are all messed up. They're dead. They're all messed up. Shoot him in the head. That's how you prevent. But if you want to prevent a wildfire, you do it by drowning the embers and stirring them in dirt and then sitting on them. Yeah, that's right, Fon. Sitting on them. For more information, visit Smokey Bear. Not Smokey the Bear, because that takes you to some weird furry site. And remember, only you can prevent wildfires. And it's brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and your state lobster or forester and your lobster forester. All right. Well, got a half an hour to go. I'm out of here at noon, off to Monroeville to host the Living Dead Weekend, which is always a good old dead time. And that's the cool thing about when you're doing it in a mall, because people walk by. And they're shopping. They might be going to like H&M, or they might be going to the Apple store, and they walk by and they see guys and zombies and stuff. They go, yeah, that's Pittsburgh. That's zombies. That's dead stuff. That's all these zombie folks. It's all dead stuff. Yeah. Okay. Let me see. I need to get a new iPhone, and I need to get some brains. Yeah. So it's kind of funny. They have actually a little shrine to George Romero at the Monroeville Mall, because they filmed Dawn of the Dead there. So that was kind of a dilly. So we got the zombie dance coming up by the Cramps. So we're going to do that half hour of the goat. And like I'm saying, out of here at noon, won't be back on the radio for like 2 weeks. So I won't be on next week. Oh, on Wednesday, if you got nothing to do, just do nothing. All right, here's the Cramps with Zombie Dance.
What we have here is a situation, a state of emergency.
Hold on.
What we have is a bunch of the mountain folks said that are coming on down from Blue Ridge out of the River and Cherry Log area over by Murrieta. They seem to be deceased and still walking. Yes, I said deceased and still walking. No, it is not a vampire or a mummy. It is said to be that of a zomba. I have Sheriff J.T. Buford holding here with the to better explain. Come on up here, Sheriff.
Oh, thank you, Governor. What we have here is an unprecedented emergency here. Apparently, hillbilly is dead from a poisonous batch of corn liquor and anything coming out from the hill.
Huh?
I've never seen a zombie situation like this before, Donald Day.
Is it possible to kill them, JT?
Only way to kill the son of a bitch is to shoot them in the head.
What I personally like to see is a dead zombie.
Do we need silver bullets, Governor?
No, that's the werewolf, dummy.
The town's folks stood up. They grabbed the guns and went out to the street. They shot at zombies dying until it was complete. The stench was mighty bad for the next few days. The town was now safe, and the rebel flag they did raise.
KB with a Caveman 5 with the Zombie Hop. And let me hear what else. Let me tell you what else. We played Zombie Dance Party by Beware the Dangers of the Scorpion Heart. And the Hillbilly Zombies by Deadbolt. That was nice. From their one of their last albums, Buy a Gun, Get a Free Guitar. And I got a special request here going out to Christian from the George Romero Foundation. That's right. I get some real-life zombie folks listening to the show every now and then. Of course, he wants something by a fellow, once Pittsburgher. I don't know if you know, but Rocky Erickson used to live in Pittsburgh in between one of his many nervous breakdowns or short circuits. But needless to say, just that genius, you know, you can't expect to, expect to live a even-keeled life. If you want to see something interesting, it's called You're Gonna Miss Me, the documentary, It's a documentary on enemies and enemas. It is a documentary on Rocky Erickson on his time in Pittsburgh. And, of course, going out to Christian from the George Romero Foundation, I fucked with a zombie. All rise for the anthem. All right. Goes out to Christian at the George Romero Foundation. And I don't know if you've been able to put this together or not, but I Walk with a Zombie and the Monster Mash are the same chords. Here's Zombie Hula by the Dead Cats. Zombo in your brain, here for another 20 minutes. Playing zombie tunes till I'm off to the Monroeville Mall for real zombies.
shimmied up close to the fire, gave me a look that made me perspire. Then she brought out the coconut oil. That's when things started to boil.
She only comes out after midnight, screams of terror in the twilight. She only comes out after midnight. Zombie hula gonna make you mine tonight.
I don't know. But I like it.
All right, got to tell you a little bit things here. This is the Rondells with Zombie. Before that, we heard the Los Juveniles Salvajes doing Chico Zombie. Little thing in Espanol for you. Then we heard the Fnords doing Zombie Go-Go Girl. Dead Cats gave us Crip Zombie Hula. So we got, I got about 10 minutes to go. Then I'm off to Schmoville to do the Night of the Living Dead weekend creepier creep show. Or creepier and the creepier. A bunch of creeps, a bunch of zombies. And it is happening all weekend in the Monroeville Mall, where they filmed Dawn of the Dead, of course. And so needless to say, if you're in the neighborhood, I don't know. So it's all weekend long. All day, and I think there's still some tickets available left, so make sure and check that out. And so make sure and check. Aww, heard from Donna. Thank you, Donna. It's awesome. I actually have some of the zombie listeners listening today, so I guess it was a wise choice to change up the show a little bit and make it a two-hour zombie special. I get to see a lot of my my zombie and Comic-Con buddies there, so that's always nice. I'll tell you, it's a pretty awesome way to make a living. All right, what do we got here? Got some more stuff? I should tell you something else. Oh, okay, I'll tell you what. Real quick here. Let me get some music in the background here. Zombie Eye by Swamp Angel. And I got to tell you, each year, thousands of adults finish their high school diplomas. But none of them will do it alone. They need zombies to help them. That's right. Help them be mindless workers. If you're thinking of getting your high school diploma, you have help. They will guide you, these zombies, into a life of zombie done on your own. That's right. Sitting at a cubicle all day, drool rolling down your mouth, saying, oh my God, I'm so glad today is National Donut Day. Some things to look forward to. There's free centers around the country that'll help you pass your high school test so you can be an office zombie. That's right. An office zombie. Just make sure you get those reports out in time. Make sure your boss does not give you the evil eye. Be a good office zombie. Take the first step towards graduation and get your adult classes done near you. Finish your diploma, then become an office zombie.org. Zombie Eye, Swamp Angel, Zombo. Remaining in your deliciously rotted brain.
I curse the day I got the zombie eye.
man craves the scene.
Well, I knew these cats when they was alive. I heard a rock a bill of bad child, and that ain't jive. I had to see them live this way. Well, this is what I'm gonna say. What I gotta do is plan to see. I'm gonna make some rock and roll zombies.
There we go, the Smuggers, but I want to be a zombie. Before that, we heard the Rock Rebels doing Rock and Roll Zombie. Master Chubbs in the background doing Zombie Boozy. I'm remaining in your brain, and I got time for one more. I gotta tell you, I will not be on the radio next Friday. There you go. So I will not be on the radio next Friday. I will be at Kennywood. The Polka Maniacs will be playing all day Friday and all day Saturday. That's right. Right. And I'd like to thank Tom Savini for coming in and being a guest as always. Always welcome to have you here. It's been, what, 15 years. 15 years of you coming on the show and not even knowing it. That's amazing. Good job. Good job, sir. Anyhow, off to the Living Dead weekend, where I'll be interviewing all kinds of zombie folk and creepy creeps at the Monrovia Mall. That's all weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm out of here like in 2 minutes. So what I want to do is I want to leave you with a tune from my first surf band called the Surfaholics, a thing called Zombie Bolero. I remain in your brain on Wednesday. Pokemaniacs will be at the Allegheny Brewing on the north side next Wednesday. So I will see you in 2 weeks, you chumps, unless you show up to Monroeville. And show up for the... okay. Zombie Bolero, Surfaholics, WRZD. See you in 2 weeks, all right? All right. All right. Yes, I'm ready. I remain in your sugar-frosted brain. WRCT Pittsburgh.
30 years now, that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You are listening to 88.3 FM. WRCT Pittsburgh.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking
Help me, I'm falling in love with you. Close the door to temptation. Don't let me walk through. Turn away from me, darling. I'm begging you. Yeah.